Well, today we're going to be looking at 10 things before the Kentucky State Legislature, which might become laws in the coming weeks. 10 things in less than 10 minutes. Let's begin. First of all, Senate Bill number 41. This would say that the sheriff's department of any county will have authority of a sheriff's department in every county of the Commonwealth. You could have the sheriff's department over in, let's say, Jefferson County in Louisville. They could go across the state to Carlisle County and say, I have all the authority, just as if your local sheriff does. Now, some people might think, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, you shouldn't be worried about the police having authority everywhere. Well, let's think about this. Let's say the police officers over there in California, let's say they want to come to Kentucky. And they say, well, hey, we're police officers. You don't have anything to worry about. Then we're just going to exercise our authority over here. The Founding Fathers had a lot to say about nationalizing a police force. And this is a step towards this. And it doesn't even say that the sheriff has to get permission. If somebody is outside of their county, the law says it recommends they contact the local sheriff's office, but they don't have to. And the consequence if they don't is nothing. And so, yes, your sheriff would then be the sheriff of every county of Kentucky. That is Senate Bill number 41. Let's look now at Senate Bill 50. This is also House Bill 50. So this is number 2 and 3. These bills here would say we are going to make certain local races partisan. Now, a nonpartisan race means you're running for an office and you don't have to tell the people which political party you're a member of. And so that doesn't mean that you're neutral. When somebody runs for a nonpartisan office, that doesn't mean they don't have any political alignment or feelings. It just allows them to hide that from the people. Well, these bills here, Senate Bill 50 and House Bill 50, would say you have to tell the people what you actually are. You're not allowed to hide it. For the offices of mayor, for city officials, for the local board of education, and some other offices. I think this is a great bill, Senate Bill 50 and House Bill 50, similar language. Let's talk about House Bill number 19. This says that we will not going to charge tax for military pensions here in Kentucky. Kind of a way to show our appreciation for a lifetime of military service for my fellow veterans out there who get a pension. I think this would be a great bill for you all, and I hope they pass House Bill number 19. Let's talk about House Bill number 26. This would prevent the government from using tax money to lobby the government. Think about this. You've got a government agency. They can then use tax money to lobby the lawmakers to benefit their agency. Well, House Bill number 26 would stop a government agency from using your money to lobby for their agency. They want to do it, they can use their own private funds. Let's talk about House Bill number 31. This would say that public schools in Kentucky are not allowed to keep your kid out of school if they don't have a COVID-19 vaccine. We've seen a lot of problems that have started to show up because of this. We've got young people dropping dead, all kinds of other issues. And this would stop any local public school from preventing you from going to school because you don't have that injection. That is House Bill number 31. And again, looking towards liberty, protecting the rights of the people. This is very similar to House Bill number 57, which says you have a right to refuse treatment. Let's say you're in a hospital somewhere, and the hospital says, well, our official treatment for this is to give you an injection. This would allow you to refuse that and not be forced to take it because of some hospital's policy, which we didn't get a vote on, the people have no say on. This would protect patient rights. House Bill number 57 says you're allowed to refuse treatment for different things. Let's talk about House Bill number 60. This is a moment of silence at the beginning of the school day. It's not putting prayer back in schools. It's just a moment of silence. I think that's a good thing. Is this looking toward liberty or toward tyranny? That one definitely looking toward liberty. House Bill 60, a moment of silence in schools. Now let's talk about House Bill 66. I put the two biggest ones here at the end. These are whoppers. House Bill 66 would say that private utility companies are not allowed to turn off the utilities for people if it's extra hot or extra cold. Now, on the surface, well, doesn't that sound nice and benevolent? Well, isn't that a good thing? Here's the thing. The government is telling a private company, you have to give away your services for free to anybody that we designate. It doesn't say that the government is going to cover the expenses for this. It just tells private industry, you must give away your goods and services for free to anybody that we decide. This is just like if they went to a little mom-and-pop restaurant and they said, you know what, people in your county are hungry. So therefore, we order you to give away free food to anybody that we have just designated here in the county. To any industry, anywhere, the government should not say, you have to give away your goods or services for free without compensation. Working somebody without compensation, what's that a definition of? Right here is when you're supposed to say that's the definition of slavery. There are many different programs out there to help people with their utility bills. There's government programs. There's private programs. There's a plethora of these. But when we have the government telling private industry, give away your goods and services for free, does that look towards liberty or does that look towards tyranny? Notice the words of James Madison, who said, I cannot undertake to lay my finger on that article of the Constitution which granted a right to Congress of expending on objects of benevolence the money of their constituents. And yet we see a lot of socialist programs being pushed on this idea of benevolence. And it's amazing that the government wants you to be charitable. It's not like the government's going to be the one paying for these things. So House Bill 66, a dangerous precedent saying the government can force private companies to give away their goods and services for free to anybody that they choose. And then the last bill here that we need to talk about is House Bill number 79. All of you gun rights activists and liberty lovers, pay attention to this one. House Bill 79 would create a voluntary, I'm giving away all of my Second Amendment rights list. That's right. It is a list that says, do not sell firearms to me. I'm not allowed to carry a firearm open. I'm not allowed to conceal carry a firearm. And this is crazy talk. First of all, on the surface, you would think, well, if you just don't want to buy a gun, don't buy one. If you don't want to carry a gun, don't carry one. But there's more to that. It's more insidious than that sounds, because this is a backdoor way to create a way to get rid of gun rights. You create this little list where you can put yourself on, you can take yourself off. Other states like Virginia, California, they've done things like this. And at first, oh, you can't discriminate about anybody getting on or off. But then later they've added in things where you to get off the list becomes incredibly hard. And you have this idea, well, if you were ever put on this list, maybe it's not safe for you to get off of this list. This is just a foot in the door. Does a bill like this look toward liberty, or does a thing like this look toward tyranny? So House Bill number 79, to create a voluntary, I'm going to give up all of my Second Amendment rights list. I think this is a dangerous precedent. So these are 10 different things that are before the Kentucky State Legislature right now. So if you would like to be active and say, I want to be for this or against it, contact your legislator. The phone number at the Capitol is 1-800-372-7181. That message center is open at the Capitol on weekdays during normal business hours. Well, these are 10 different bills up for a vote that I hope you will let your voice be heard about. Well, until next week, I'm Lee Watts for Patriot Point, reminding you that liberty is not a spectator sport.
You've been listening to Patriot Point with Lee Watts. You can find more Patriot Point online with new videos posted every week on YouTube and Rumble. Just search for the channel called Patriot Point or visit our website at www.godandcountryministry.com.